Tu Bishvat Sameach. Yesterday we spoke about the Brachav Shechianu, when one's eating one's fruits on Tu Bishvat. And I want to continue that theme a little bit today with the question of multiple fruits that one needs to say a Shechianu over, or perhaps multiple fruits. This is the question. The Shulchan Aruch in Simon Reish Kaf Hei, Seif Dalad, says, Im Berek Shechianu al Shirzish, Kisheuchal Gindish, Chosem Varek Shechianu. That if you've said the bracha of Shechianu on one type of cherry, then when you come to eat a different type of cherry, you would need to say a second bracha of Shechianu. And this is based, this comes from the Trumat Hadeshen and the Sefer Chassidim, based on a Mishnah in Masechet Trumot, which talks about what if white figs fall into dark figs, or vice versa, in terms of are they batel, in terms of truma, etc., etc., whether they're regarded as one type of fruit or two different types of fruit. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Han Yud Aleph brings from the Magen Avraham and various other Achronim that take this to its full to the nth degree, and say that yes, even if you've got two different types of apples or two different types of pears, you've got Granny Smith apples and Golden Delicious apples, you would say Brachav Shechianu over each of them, because even though they're both called apples, nevertheless they've got a different taste, and therefore they're regarded as different types of fruits. However, there are a number of Achronim who disagree with this. The Bi'ur HaGra is Cholek, learns the Sugya differently, and doesn't agree with the way that the Trumat HaDeshen understands that Sugya in Masechet Trumot. Rabbi Yaakov Emden in Morok Tzia also brings down from his father, the Chacham Tzvi, to disagree with that learning of the Sugya. Basically says that even if we say that for issues of Truma, it might be that it's regarded as different fruits. As far as brachot, it might be that it should be regarded as one fruit, and therefore not to say a Shechianu, though in conclusion he actually says that he agrees with the ruling of the Shulchan Aruch, and that one should say Shechianu, because Shechianu is dependent on what he calls chavivuta. It's how you feel about the fruit. So if you've got simcha, you've had a Granny Smith, and now, oh, you've been waiting all season for a jazz apple, or a pink lady, or a golden delicious, whatever it is, now you've got more simcha, so then you should say the bracha of Shechianu. The Aruch HaShulchan also disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch, and says that our minhag is just to say Shechianu on the general min. So the first time you have a pomegranate this season, you would say Brachav Shechianu. The fact that there are white pomegranates and pink pomegranates, whatever, makes no difference. A pomegranate is a pomegranate as far as this is concerned. Rav Moshe Feinstein in a tshuva in Igrot Moshe, Chelek Orach Chaim, Chelek Bet Simon Nun Chet, talks about a combined fruit, a grafted fruit, where you've said Brachav Shechianu over that, and then you say that then you eat the next fruit, which is one of the fruits from which this hybrid was created. So let's say that you eat a nectarine, which is a cross between a peach and a plum, and you've said your Brachav Shechianu on the nectarine. Do you now say Brachav Shechianu again on the plum? So he says you do, even though you've sort of eaten part of a plum in the nectarine, as it were. Nevertheless, these are two totally different fruits, and therefore you would say a Shechianu on each of them. Ad Kan.